Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. My name is Bridget Todd, and I love the internet. And the fun fact about me is that anytime anyone brings up anything about the internet or technology, my first inclination is to tell them about how a woman whose story they might not know is actually the reason we have that thing. Like, did you know that a woman engineer is basically the reason we have cell phones and tablets? But that she was fired from IBM in the 50s for being trans, and her story was almost overlooked because of it. Or what about those bored apes you might have been seeing on the social media feeds of celebrities like Jimmy Fallon, Paris Hilton, and Gwyneth Paltrow? Did you know they were actually designed by a woman of color who kind of got screwed out of the credit? Or what about the fact that a Black woman who worked at the social media platform Pinterest developed one of the first ever policies to keep medical misinformation off social media way before COVID was ever a thing, but that she was actually punished for it? Y'all, I cannot stop talking about the ways that women, Black folks, queer folks, trans folks, and other traditionally marginalized people are out here shaping what it means to be on the internet and technology, even if our stories are not always told. I started the podcast There Are No Girls on the Internet so that our experiences online would never go overlooked and our stories would never go untold. On There Are No Girls on the Internet, we talk about the past, present, and future of our experiences online. So listen to There Are No Girls on the Internet with new episodes starting on March 1st on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.